Hi, this is Sarah here, the curator of St Albans Museum and Gallery. Last week we had a bit of an introduction to the building. Now I am in the courtroom, so I've just stepped through the door. Usually this would be our cafe and you'd be hearing clinking of teacups and saucers and lots of conversation and people tapping away at their laptops. Of course, it's empty now. The courtroom is in its form as it was when it opened, largely. Obviously now there's some additional cafe furniture, but most of the furniture in here is as it was originally. One thing that I have been asked a couple of times is people who came in this space before we were a museum remember a very dark wood, and they wonder if we've changed all the furniture. No, that dark colour was actually painting that was done for a television crew who came to film in this space. A lot of films and television programmes use this space as a courtroom for their shows, so it had been painted for that. The wood, as it is here now, is painted still. It's hand-painted wood grain, and that is how it would have been originally in the 1830s. They chose a relatively inexpensive wood and then painted it to make it look more expensive. And our restorers did the same thing. They found a handbook from the 1840s and they mimicked that wood grain pattern. So if you come in this room, almost every piece of wood you see is hand painted, which absolutely blows my mind every time I see it. It's a lovely light space with the big lantern above our heads bringing lots of light in, but that also means it's quite an echoey space, as you can probably hear. There is some sound baffling that we've put in, and also having the furniture in here makes it a bit quieter, but judges and magistrates always complained about the sound in here. In fact, the dock was quite early on in its life moved slightly further forwards because the magistrates were complaining that they couldn't hear the defendants speaking. So it is a challenge that this room has always had. And there were a lot of cases heard here. We are not talking about murder cases. The laws of Britain changed in the 1830s, and that meant that they'd moved a lot of those cases to the county court at Hertford. So we don't get murder here, and we don't get some of those really big cases, but we do get a lot of other things, a lot of theft, fraud, assault. We know that a number of people were transported to Tasmania, or Van Diemen's Land, as it was known at the time, from this courtroom. So we have the records of those, including some quite young people transported for really simple crimes, stealing a cricket bat, stealing some food. We also then have those cases that come right up to the modern day. So you start to get noise disputes and also a lady who owns too many cats and they're causing a hazard to all of her neighbours. So it was in operation from 1831 to 1967. And if you visit the courtroom when we reopened, you're able to have a look at some of the cases that happened here. One of the other really famous things that happened in this courtroom was the bribery commission. So in 1851, the upright and very law-abiding people of St Albans were found to have been so corrupt that almost all of the votes had been bought for the election. And a commission was held here in the courtroom to try and work out exactly how many votes had been bought. We're talking about a time when electors had to be property-owning people, so it's not the whole population of St Albans, but a huge proportion of them had been bought off. And the case was heard in the courtroom, and we have some incredible drawings by an artist called Buckingham who sketched the whole court. So he sketched the different people hearing the case, but also a lot of the witnesses and a lot of the excuses they were giving, including a woman who'd taken the money and then told her husband how to vote, people who had been grabbed and taken off for meals to encourage them to vote. What happened was that we lost both of our MPs for a number of years. So it was quite a serious occasion at the time. I'm absolutely sure that the residents of St Albans are much more law-abiding and democratic now. But it was an interesting case to happen here. We were very lucky when we worked with the Hayward Gallery in our opening year in 2018 to have an artist called Marcel van Eeden use one of the cases that was heard here as inspiration for a new work he did. That was a case of a body that had been found out near Smallford, and the inquest was heard here in St Albans, and then the murder trial was heard elsewhere. So there are some exciting stories to be had, and you can explore some of them on our website and some of them when you come back to see us soon.